Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to feel the instant relief of connecting with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. I have been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also as an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. And this has given me the opportunity to connect with some fascinating visionary speakers, authors, energy movers, and shakers who are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. And my guest today is Hannah Laura, who is here to share with us remarkable stories of healing, courage, faith, and trust, and how lives are forever changed by encounters with dolphins, whales, and other animals. Hannah Laura is the author of Ignite Your Sixth Sense and The Power of Your Intuition, and her upcoming book, Dolphins, Whales, and Magic Tales. Through her own deep love and respect for animals and our beloved planet, she demonstrates techniques to awaken your understanding and respect for the innate intelligence of nature. In addition to her numerous workshops, seminars, and speaking engagements, she also facilitates highly popular retreats, wilderness vision crafting, and communing with nature, and also, my favorite, communing with dolphins, with playful unions of non-captive dolphins in Hawaii. Hannah Laura is here to invite you to reflect on the wisdom and insights to inspire you to tap into the deeper realm of empowered thinking and to manifest your greatest desires. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Hannah Laura.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
I'm really glad to have you here. I could, when I prepare for my radio shows, I can, you know, tap into people's energy, and I was feeling all that joy of all those dolphins you've been swimming with. And I just wanted to ask you, what was your first experience with dolphins, and you know, how did that impact your life?
Oh my gosh, my life completely changed. In 1999, I attended a retreat with Alan Cohen in Maui, and it was a lovely retreat. And after that retreat was over, there was a couple of other women and myself, and we decided to go to this bay called La Perouse. And because we had gone there to go out with our kayaks and hopefully see the dolphins. And that particular day, the waves were quite high, so they weren't renting kayaks, but it was so beautiful. So we decided to walk further down along the lava rock, and we sat down in this beautiful little alcove of white sandy beach, and directly in front of us was this large pod of dolphins. And we got so excited. We didn't even think of water safety. We went out there amongst the waves, and next thing you know, we were just surrounded, completely surrounded by these dolphins. And I was wearing contact lenses at the time, and I'm thinking, I didn't have a mask or snorkel, and I'm thinking, I want to look underwater and see them. And I figured, that's it. I'm sacrificing my left contact lens. And I looked underwater, and sure enough, I lost my contact, which was okay. And right there, within inches, eye to eye, was a dolphin. And we just spent, time stood still, because I felt like a couple of hours. I don't know how long it actually was, but it was quite a long time. We had this beautiful, beautiful interaction with the dolphins. And just as a side note, what I discovered when I wear contact lenses, I need to wear glasses for distance. And when I wear contacts, I end up having to have reading glasses because I can't read. But I discovered having only the one contact lens, I now only ever wear one contact. I can see distance and I can read. So that was a little gift from the dolphins. But when we got back to shore, I experienced a state of euphoria, like a total state of bliss beyond anything I had ever experienced before. And I realized something very magical just happened. And to top that off, I had one of the entertainers at the Alan Cohen retreat, a delightful, delightful soul by the name of Dolphin Dave. He ended up showing up and appropriately named because he has such a beautiful connection with dolphins. And so he showed up with an armful of bamboo, and we sat on this beach just after this incredible experience, and we were making didgeridoos. And having just experienced a retreat, it just hit me. I want to be able to create something like this so that people can all experience it. And so the story actually continued. When I was writing my book, Ignite Your Sixth Sense, I have a whole chapter on synchronicities. And it wasn't until I was completing that chapter that I became aware of a synchronicity that occurred about 7 years prior. And that was, I had attended an event, met someone there that had a business card, and he was renting his home as a B&B in Maui. And I thought, well, if I ever go to Maui, I would rather do that than stay in a hotel, because he had these beautiful gardens. I'm totally into gardening. I love growing vegetables and things. So I had this card, and I completely forgot about him. And when I, just prior to going to the Alan Cohen retreat, I had already moved several times, and I remembered him, and I looked everywhere for the card, couldn't find it. 2 days before I left for the retreat, he calls me up and he says, "Hello, I just found your card." And it was just so amazing. And I ended up staying with them. And the reason I'm sharing that is because when I was there having that experience with the dolphins, it was not a safe place to take people in and out of the water. And I thought, if I'm ever going to do a retreat, my wish would be that I would have a beautiful home right at the ocean's edge, right in a bay that the dolphins came into often. And when I explained that to my friend, he says, "Oh, my ex-partner, she was catering at this particular house on the Big Island." And long story short, that's where I've been doing my retreats now for over 10 years.
Oh, that's so fascinating. You know, when it seems like, well, it doesn't seem like it. I totally understand this, that the universe will move us in certain directions. And if we're paying attention and we're aware, all these opportunities will come back. And like my dad, his name is Maurice, he used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot. He's something like that. And, you know, he was an entrepreneur. And so he would like to have people, he was always interested in business and et cetera like that. So what I want to know is, like, what was your, when you decided, what year was that? Like, how long ago? It was 10 years ago that you decided to do these retreats for people? Like, because it seemed, I spoke with you earlier, and you had said that there was a synchronicity of events that had occurred several years before that. What led you to, like, decide that, okay, I have to do this for other people?
Well, when I had that experience, it was in 1999, and I had already at that time done a lot of my classes and seminars, and it's very transformational. We work so much throughout the year, and it's beautiful to be able to do all these programs and seminars. And then there comes a time where we really need to be able to rejuvenate the soul and to be able to really feel the playfulness within ourselves and remember that inner child. And because we as adults, we forget to play. And having that experience, it was totally joyful. My inner child just completely woke up, and I knew that it was so important to be able to create that experience. So I started to research, and I went to the Big Island, and I spent a lot of time into the many different bays swimming with dolphins. And in fact, you mentioned Nassim Haramein when I did my very first retreat. Just to backtrack, I researched in the year 2000, and then in 2001, that was going to be my first retreat. And at that time, I was going to have it in October of 2001. Well, we know what happened in September. And then also, you know, so I had canceled the retreat and also,
Hannah Laura, we're going to have to go to a break right away, but I'm just going to get you to hold this story because I'm really, really want to hear about this. We're just going to take a quick break and I don't want to interrupt you in the middle of it. So, for everybody, you are listening to The Truth is Funny, and this is Colette Steffen. My guest today is beautiful Hannah Laura, and when we return, Hannah Laura is going to share some of the other stories that she has of the her adventures with the dolphins and the bliss phenomena, which I really would like to hear about. I myself have never swam with dolphins, so I'm really looking forward to doing that. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is author and speaker Hannah Laura, who is here to share with us stories of the dolphins, their wisdom, their intelligence, and their sonar abilities, and the bliss phenomena. But before we continue, can you please share your contact information with our audience, Hannah Laura?
Oh, absolutely. My name is spelled H-A-N-N-E-L-O-R-E. So it's Hannalaura at hannalaura.ca is my email address. My website is hannalaura.ca. Also, I have the Communing with Dolphins website. So that's C-O-M-M-U-N-I-N-G with dolphins, an S at the end, .com.
Awesome. And, you know, Hannah Laura is also generously providing a free meditation for the soul called Daily Inspiration. Can you just share that link for us also?
Okay. You caught me off guard because it was a link that I think I emailed that link to you.
Okay, we'll find it. Don't panic. It'll be on my website. So you are, if you go to the www.thetruthisfunny.com, the link should be there.
Exactly. It's a whole, you know, coded link, and then the password is there, and then you'll be able to download it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And there's, and you also have a $150 gift coupon towards one of your trips in 2014. If someone's interested in taking those trips, there's also, is there a link also there, or do you have that one that you would like to share now?
And that one, just simply contact me. If the dolphin retreat, I do still have a couple of spaces available. And if and my retreats are for couples only, which is the February 9th to the 16th. And that's a beautiful full moon and Valentine's retreat. It's so spectacular for a couple's experience. And then there's two other retreats that are for anyone that's 15 and up. And the first retreat is February 23rd to March 2nd. And then the following retreat is March 9th to 16th. So if that's something that would fit into your plans, and if that's something you'd like to do, I am more than happy to be able to give you an additional $150 off of that. There's a lot of information about the retreats, and then the contact and registration page will have the costs for the retreats as well.
Well, thank you. I'm free in February, but I guess I'm going to have to find me a man. I'm just teasing you, Hannah Laura. So tell me, like, you know, you were just about to share with us, you know, the synchronicities that led you to, you know, doing these dolphin swims and what led up to it. And also that, you know, you actually met Nassim Haramein and know him. So tell us about that.
Well, absolutely. I love the synchronicity of connecting with people. And when you're meant to meet, you will. And the first year that I did my dolphin retreat, I was introduced to Nassim. And there was just something there. I knew that this person was a very powerful and important person in my life. I had no idea why or what, had no idea who he was. And it seemed that everywhere I went, he happened to be there. I would be in a store, he'd be there, wherever it was, we would keep connecting with each other. So as the retreat continued, I always charter a boat for my group, and we go whale watching and then do a dolphin swim off the boat as well. So I mentioned to Nassim, and I don't know what possessed me, because I would never do that, nor have I done it since, to invite someone outside our group. And so I said, you know, I'd love to invite you to join us on our boat trip. And he said, oh, that's very lovely. Thank you. He says, but I have Dr. Elizabeth Rauscher here with me. Or just, they're working on completing their equation, right?
And yes.
Oh my gosh, it was already full. And I just went, okay, we'll bring her along. And he was with Amber at the time. And so, you know, so I'm thinking, well, great. And then he said to me, well, then I'd like to do something in return. He says, I'll come and speak to your group. And I remembered standing in front of him thinking, all I knew is that he was a physicist. And I thought, oh my God, what's a physicist going to share with us at a dolphin retreat?
And I said, the structure of the fabric of the universe.
So what did I get myself into? And I remember the evening, because our day is so full on. And so we had completed our dinner, and Nassim arrived, and I could hear the grumblings and mumblings of some of the participants going, oh, you know, what's a physicist going to share with us? And, you know, and so they sat down, and you could just see them all kind of, you know, looking and sort of looking bored. And, you know, he starts to share. And then as he's sharing, they start sitting up straight. And then as he continued to share, they're leaning forward. And then we couldn't get enough. And it was so phenomenal. And it was such a wonderful connection with Nassim. I ended up doing his program a few months later and spent a week in Hawaii at a live-in intensive. And then I've had Nassim come and speak to my group several years after that. And of course, he's so incredibly busy now. But his information is, I remember being in that seminar, and about 3 or 4 days into the seminar, there was 12 of us there. And I remember thinking, oh my God, how did I get to be here? I felt like one of the 12 disciples, you know, it was so profound. And I said to Nassim, you know, Nassim, I'm ready to give up everything. I'll just do whatever I can to help you. And he said, no, no, no. He said, what you need to do is just prepare people so that they're ready to receive this information. So, yes, wonderful soul and a friend.
When I was, you know, I was working with this energy work, and it involves the principles of quantum physics, and I wanted to be able to better explain it to people, but I had failed grade 10 algebra, and math was not my strong point, and I thought, you know, like, how am I going to learn quantum physics? And I ran into his Crossing the Event Horizon DVD. And I watched it, and I got kind of trapped in it. I couldn't stop watching it. My family was like, turn that guy off already. it was so amazing because he has a knack of being able to share this information, very powerful information about how the universe really works, and then share it in a way that he can actually make you laugh while he's teaching you quantum physics. And, exactly. You know, I was like you, I took the delegate program and then shortly after went to Tulum, Mexico in 2010 and took his emissary program, and it profoundly changed the way I look at the universe. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. So we'll just say hi, Nassim, all the best to you, aloha. And now we're going to go on to you, Anna Laura. So, you know, I know you had a series of events happen to you that kind of led you to this place. What occurred for you?
Well, as I was sharing, I was at a time in my life where a lot of things changed. And when I had made the decision to go to Hawaii to do the retreat, it was totally out of the question financially. And I thought, what on earth is possessing me to go? But I just knew inside of me, there was like, I knew I had to be there. I had no idea why. I just knew I had to be there. And when I finally let go of the fear and went, okay, I'm going, everything fell into place. And as a result, I had my first experience there with the dolphins. I then started my research and connected with some lovely people on the Big Island of Hawaii. I connected with a woman by the name of Shioli Makara, who also does retreats in Hawaii. I was with her. In fact, I registered to do a retreat, and I got to Hawaii, and it turned out I was the only one at the retreat. So with the two of us, the two of us had a wonderful time, and we connected with another friend, and this one particular day, I was still new to swimming that far out into the ocean. So this is all very new to me. And so we spent the one day in the bay where our house is that I do the retreats. Then we went to the second bay, and in both bays, the dolphins were there. And then the third bay, on our way back to her place, we decided to have another swim, and they were there again. So the three of us went out into the ocean, and they were quite a ways out. And we kept swimming, and we had this lovely interaction. And I finally said to my friends, I said, okay, I'm going to head back, and I'll see you back at shore. So I started swimming back to shore. And I tell you, Colette, I swam for a long time. And then I paused, and I looked at the shore, and people were like size of ants. I was still so far out into the ocean. And, of course, I turned around. I couldn't see my friends anywhere. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? What if I get a cramp? What if, oh my God, I'm part of the food chain, you know? You know, all these fear thoughts came out. The shark's going to get me. I'm going to be, all these thoughts of fear came up, and suddenly this incredible sense of calm washed over me. And all I got was, and I looked over, and right beside me, within about a foot beside me, eye to eye, was a solitary dolphin. And all I got telepathically was, "You're going to be okay. I'll stay here with you." And
oh,
that
so dolphin, I'm just getting rushes and rushes and rushes of energy.
And that dolphin stayed by my side until my feet touched the sand. I was, you know, I could walk back to shore, and this dolphin swam one time around me and then went back out to sea. And that's I've just been so blessed. And then other times I would come back, and you normally you have your dolphin swimming parallel beside you, and I would come back and suddenly I would have like several dolphins upright surrounding me almost, and chattering and almost to say, welcome back. And it's just been so incredible. And, you know, and it really led me into researching a little more about the dolphins. I absolutely do not condone dolphins in captivity. There's a whole dolphin etiquette.
Hannah, Laura, we have to take another break again. It seems like time is just flying by with you.
Okay.
I am Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, Hannah Laura is going to share some more dolphin stories and how you can have your own fabulous experience and at one of her Communing with Dolphins retreats. And we'll be right back to make more shift happen.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Thank you. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. I have author and speaker Hannah Laura here with me today. She has been sharing some amazing stories of communion with marine life from her upcoming book, Dolphins, Whales, and Magic Tales, which is due to be out soon. And, you know, when we were just before the break, you were telling the story about that dolphin that stayed with you. To bring you safely into shore. And I'm still getting all these beautiful rushes of energy from that story. The dolphins bring out this joy and this happiness, and you can't help but feel like giggling and laughing when you get into their energy. So tell us a little bit more about some of your adventures with the dolphins.
Well, and like you're saying, when people have that connection, there's something so profound that occurs. I know with the retreats, I'll have people come in from their experience with the dolphins, and they'll walk up to me, and their eyes are like flashlights. They're just so bright, sparkly. And they'll come up to me, and they'll start to go, and nothing's coming out of their mouth. And then they start having tears, and then they go, I don't even know how I'm going to explain what I've just experienced. It's beyond words. And so I thought, what is it that's going on? So I started to really do a bit of research on dolphins and discovered that, they have a frequency of sounds that is like 10 times higher than any frequency that we as humans, experience. So they can feel, they can touch, and their sounds can actually be felt in the water. And so when they have these, the sounds actually affect our DNA. And the Sirius Institute on the Big Island, what they had done, they'd done a lot of research, and they discovered that the dolphins transmit these sound signals that are capable of affecting the genetic double helix. And they use their natural biotechnology. The dolphins may actually heal humans swimming near them when you're there sonogenetically. And so the DNA, their sonar actually affects the pineal gland, and it induces a flow of endorphins, which give you this absolute total state of bliss. So they've been discovering that people experience this phenomena of bliss. And so the dolphins, the sounds actually can tickle each other from a distance, and they're very sensual. So they'll use these, it's almost like for foreplay, you know, they'll use the sounds and they also use their body postures to communicate. And they have like a signature whistle, and they have these echolocation clicks, which is the sonar. And they're very family oriented. They're very political animals. They solve conflicts and they'll have these incredible interactions. Like we'll be swimming, and I actually have some of this footage on my website. And also I started a Communing with Dolphins Facebook page. And so I'm adding more. I'm still not too great with the social media end of things, but I'm adding more footage. And you'll suddenly see them go really crazy and interact, and they'll go all over the place, and then they calm down. And they're very playful. We play what we call leaf tag, and so we'll pick up these leaves that are off the ground and tuck them into our suits and go into the water to go swimming with them, and we'll drop off a leaf. And the whole thing that I really want to stress here is dolphins come into these bays to rest, and we really need to be aware that we need to go in fully respectfully of their space. It's kind of like I describe it. If you can imagine you're sitting with your family and friends and have a beautiful, wonderful evening in your home, and suddenly someone bursts through the door and comes reaching in and grabbing out at you. So they'll move out of your way. And so it's about really observing. Are they resting? And if they are, we just observe from above. And when they want to interact, so we don't reach out, we don't overhand swim, we don't reach out, we keep our hands by our sides. And when they want to interact, it's very clear when they want to interact, because they'll bug you. They'll come around you, and they'll chatter, and they'll go in and out. And when we play the leaf tag, It's like we'll drop a leaf off, they'll pick it up, and then they'll swim around us, and then they'll drop it off for us. And they keep teasing me because they take it deeper and deeper and deeper. And there's so many times I'll use the last little bit of my breath, and I'm just about reaching for the leaf, and one will come by and pick it up and go, you know, laughing at me. And other times, you know, I remember once I had picked up a leaf just on my mask, and this dolphin started to laugh and thought it was hilarious. So when it picked up the leaf, it picked it up across its eyes. And so, they're just these beautiful, beautiful, intelligent beings. And what I love is, for example, Dr. Heisen had done research, and his comment was that they have shown me that the dolphins are more human than many of us. They're very empathetic.
Oh, yes.
Empathetic. They're telepathic. And they are really, they're really open to interaction, communicating. And what I do love, too, is I received a notice a while back that in India, they declared dolphins and whales as non-human persons.
I love it.
I love it. And so their Ministry of Environment decided to forbid the keeping of captive dolphins for public entertainment.
There we go.
And so that was so exciting to hear.
So tell us about that, about dolphins in captivity.
Well, the thing is, when dolphins, if you can only imagine, they are so brilliant. They are highly, highly, highly intelligent. And unfortunately, because that has become so popular, the way that these dolphins, if you've ever seen or heard of the movie The Cove, is incredibly heartbreaking, because so often these dolphins are herded into small areas. They're slaughtered. They're pulled away from their family. They pull away the strongest ones, leave the others to suffer and die, and then bring them into these places for rehabilitation. Now, I realize that some of these places in captivity, they believe that it's at least an opportunity for people to realize how beautiful they are and make you more aware of their species. But the thing is, I really am opposed to dolphins in captivity, to be able to allow them the freedom to come and go. And also to be able to interact with them with total respect.
Yeah. Because they have so much to share with everyone. And, you know, just like any other loving being on this earth, in the waters of this earth, in the universe, throughout the stars, you know, the respect that we have for each other and the respect that we share with others, you know, is really important. And, you know, they have so much respect for us as humans, and they have so much empathy and love for us that, you know, it's a difference is, I guess the difference would be if you were visiting someone in like a prison or you were visiting them free.
Absolutely. Yeah. It'd be like, can you imagine being put into a hot tub and that's all you have the space for ever? And, you know, it's this small little space, and they travel together in groups of they've been known to have like 500, even 1,000 a group when they come, many pods come together. But there's so many, you know, this whole experience, Colette, led me not only to having a lot of other amazing experiences with dolphins, plus other people have shared their experience. And then also the connection with the whales, which is why I do my retreats when I do, because I remember the first year I was going to do them in October. But the whales, the humpback whales, are on the island during the time that I'm there. And so we go out and whale watch, and we've had some amazing close encounters with the whales. And also there's Nassim, at his retreat, I was introduced to the manta ray night dive. And the manta rays, there's so many amazing experiences. There's a rescue with the manta ray. We won't have time to go into that today, but and also the humpback whales, there's so many, I have so many stories that I know I need to share. But the manta rays on the Big Island is one of the few places in the world, and these manta rays have a wingspan of 12 to 20 some odd feet, and they're not the stingrays. People get confused. These are huge, incredible. They're known as the angels of the sea, and they have these big mouths that open in just a whole hollowed cavity, and they're plankton feeders. And they put a light in at night. And I remember the first year with Nassim on the boat, everyone was scuba diving, and my friend Francine Hart, who's an amazing visionary artist, and we've become very close, and Francine's artwork is on the covers of my books and a lot of the things that I do and on my website. And so Francine and I were snorkeling. And so if you can imagine, the light that goes into the water attracts the plankton. And then the manta rays come in to feed off the plankton. And so the scuba divers are sitting at the bottom with weights and holding down. And there's Francine and I going in this pitch black darkness towards thinking, oh my God, what? And then before we even got in, because the light was still on the boat, there were two manta rays right at the end of the boat. So I'm waiting for them to move, and I jump into the water, and then right in front of me, there's this mouth opening is big enough for, say, you and I. We could easily have gone right inside. It's right in front of me, and I'm going, you know, through my snorkel, and I turn around, and there's another one right there, and I'm like, and so, you know, they're so gentle, and they don't hit you or anything like that, and they're so beautiful. And to be able to watch that, there's a video footage.
Hannah Laura, again, yeah. We're running out of time. I'm finding you so amazing. We're going to take a quick intermission, and then we're going to be back for more dolphin bliss, and also for the shift of the week to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAMEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen and my guest today, Hannah Laura. We're going to shift some serious energy right away here. And for the shift of the week, I just wanted to, before we do that, I just want to ask you, Hannah Laura, if you could just share your contact information one more time for our listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Two websites. One is communingwithdolphins.com. And the other one is hanalaura.ca, C-A for Canada. Hanalaura is spelled H-A-N-N-E-L-O-R-E. So hanalaura.ca.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know like you have your book is going to be out soon. And in your book, there's a story about a young boy that fell off the boat. Just tell us about that and then we'll get to the shift of the week.
Okay. Right. There's so many. We haven't even touched on many of the other animals and so on. But yes, I really wanted to share this. It's one of my favorite stories. I was gifted the story by a fellow First Nations fellow, and he's now in his 60s, and his experience happened when he was 8 years old, and it was off the coast of Vancouver Island. He was fishing with his father, which he had done many, many times before. They caught a lot of fish this particular day. They were cleaning the fish. And at one point, his father said, look, I'm just going to close my eyes for a bit, keep the boat headed to that point of land. They were still about 6 or so miles away from the shore. And so the boy continued cleaning the fish, and the radio phone went off, which was up on the next level. And they had one of these big ropes with knots in it so you could pull yourself up quickly. So he went to pull himself up on this rope to get the radio phone. And at that point, a wave hit, and his hands were still slippery from the cleaning the fish. He actually fell off, and he fell overboard. And the boat continued moving away. And he couldn't even call out to his father, who was leaning up against the engine of the boat. He couldn't hear him call out for help. And he started to become very, very frightened. And the water is very cold there as well. And just as he became very frightened, he said there was this calm that came over him. And it was like he heard his grandmother's voice say to him, whenever you're in deep trouble and things are too great for you to handle, you pray with all your heart. You pray to the Creator, and you pray as though your prayer has been answered. So he began to pray, and he just began to pray, visualizing himself being back on the boat. And just then he saw this great big fin and swim around him, and his first thought was that it was a shark. And then he got this, no, the Creator would not send you a shark. So this thing started swimming around him in circles and closer, and instinctively he reached out and he grabbed hold of the fin. And just when he did that, it surged forward and it took him right alongside the boat. And hanging off the side of the boat was a great big rubber tire. It took him right to the tire. He grabbed hold of the tire. He pulled himself up onto the boat. He went over to the bow of the boat. He looked over, and there in the water was a huge pod of dolphins. And he put his hands up in the air to thank the Creator and to thank the dolphins when two of the dolphins came up on their tails and started chattering. And his dad came up to him. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm communicating with the dolphins. And then he said to me, you know, I'd never even heard the word communicating at that point. And he says, I've gone back many times to give thanks. And so I had Dolphin Dave, who is an amazing artist as well. And I had him do a painting. And so I went to Vancouver Island and I met with this fellow and I gifted him a painting. And then I read him the transcribed story that he had shared with me over the phone. He had tears in his eyes. And he said, you know, that's the first time I've heard the story shared back to me. And so there's so, so many experiences of people receiving healings, of so many things that happen at the retreat, and also other animal experiences. And, you know, we haven't even touched on dogs. And I want to share this one of my favorite little things.
Well, we're kind of running out of time. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell everybody, you know, you've got to get that book done.
Yeah.
No, get it out there so we can hear all your fabulous stories. I just wanted, because I'm getting such a beautiful, beautiful rush of energy from the stories and from the energy of these dolphins. And I just wanted to strengthen that for anyone listening in energetically that, you know, because, you know, as human beings, we're made up of 99.999% space. We're made up of atoms, and our body, our physical body, is mostly water. And so I just want to tune into that energy of, you know, that connection all the way to source energy, you know, going from the brain to the mind, to the soul, to all souls, to your higher self, all the way to the highest existence, you know, that divine cosmic energy in, you know, throughout the macrocosmic universe, and then all the way down to the microcosmic particles of our body, like all the way from everything that's so huge out there, and, you know, the biggest things in the universe to the smallest things, you know, in our cells, in, you know, on the earth, in the water, totally connected. Because for me, that's what the dolphin energy is. It's like this beautiful connection to that love, to that divine love that we have for each other on this planet, and also for all beings everywhere. And, you know, the dolphin energy is so selfless. We just want to really, like, if you feel that, if you feel your spine right now, and you get that would be like the hard drive of your computer. If you considered yourself a binary computer, you can get in touch with that energy. Go to your heart, feel your heartbeat. Feel the tension, and then the lack of tension in the heart, and the effortlessness of that. And as you get in tune with your heartbeat and you feel your spine, you can actually connect with this beautiful energy. And it's like a soft energy of like children laughing and playing, and that innocence, and yet not to be confused with naivety. Because these dolphins are extremely intelligent beings. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody, to have that, instead of thinking so much about them, to just really feel that and feel their love and feel all the energy coming from them, and all of their wishes for joy and happiness for us. And, you know, we want to exchange that back to them. And be strong to recognizing that, you know, we are united with them. We are all connected on this planet. We're all connected in the universe. We're all connected in the water. None of you are ever alone. You can tap into this beautiful, beautiful love and this beautiful energy, you know, by just feeling the dolphins with your heart, and then feeling, you know, with the hard drive, basically, of that, of your central nervous system, so that you can really tune into that and feel, you know, we live, you know, when you're in this vast ocean, we are in a vast ocean of energy. And so I just wanted to let everyone know that if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at www.thetruthisfunny.com or at crystallinevision.com. And I have a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Google, and I'm also in the process of writing my book. I'm in the last third, and it's a great time now if you want to book a private session with me, because I am sitting still for a bit here to finish that book. And I also just wanted to let you know that I do have a teleconference this evening that you are welcome to still register for. It's at 6:30 Pacific time on you can connect with that on thetruthisfunny.com, and it's called Live Successful, Be Successful. You know, are you tired of resolving last year's news? We want to move forward in a really strong way in this beautiful time, in this beautiful energy in 2014. And, you know, it's time to let go of the old paradigm of lack and survival of the fittest, and move into a higher consciousness. And so you can also find information on thetruthisfunny.com about my upcoming seminars with Mark Kentenbach in Germany, Toronto, and Vancouver in May and September of this year. Thank you, Hannah Laura, for inspiring us with your beautiful dolphin energy. And thank you to all the listeners. Till we meet again next Wednesday, enjoy the ride, and bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
If you don't trust the information reported to you...
Stop this. I can't take this anymore.
Like Yo Andrew, get the job done.